The Unseen versus the Seen, Spiritual Forces. There is always going to be a foundation upon which every challenge, battle, or negative attack that comes against you is built. It is interesting to observe that no matter the arena, no matter the circumstances, no matter the subject or its venue, all attacks in life have a common threat running through them. That common threat is a lie, a half-truth, an embellished, stretched statement or recognition of the actual facts of a matter. Let us cut to the quick. Let us cure the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. Permit me to lay out the truths of the matter first, so as to provide a foundation upon which this discussion can rest. There are basically two separate and distinct realms that exist in life as we know it here on Earth. There is a physical realm in which we live here on Earth, and there is a spiritual realm which exists above or higher and outside our recognized physical earthly existence. For purposes of simplicity, I will refer to the spiritual realm as the unseen world, and the physical realm is the seen world. A fact of life that is commonly known to be true is that the unseen spiritual action and activities always precede the seen action and activities that occur in the earthly world. In other words, things that happen or occur here on earth first occurred, were planned, permitted, or perpetuated within the circles of the higher heavenly spiritual realm. The unseen always precedes the seen. The spiritual always precedes the physical. The best example in support of what I am telling you is all recorded in the Holy Bible, in the Old Testament, Book of Job, in chapter 1. I urge you to stop reading this discussion and immediately read this referenced scripture before coming back and finishing this article. Before all of creation, Satan, the deceiver, originally known as Lucifer, was initially in heaven with the God of the universe and all of his archangels. He, Lucifer, was second in position to Jesus. Lucifer wanted to be number one. Lucifer rebelled and convinced one-third of the archangels to be on his side against God. As punishment for their rebellion, God cast Lucifer, now known as Satan, the devil, and his supporting archangels, now known as demon spirits, out of heaven and down to the earth, where they were given all authority to rule and reign over the whole earth and all that was on it. It must be remembered that, as is always the case, that the Creator is always greater than that which gets created. Consequently, God is greater than Satan and his demons. The New Testament refers to these spiritual forces and beings as powers and principalities. This knowledge is given to all who would read and understand the Word of God. It is recorded in the Holy Bible, New Testament, Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, New King James Version. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Regardless of your personal beliefs, understanding, or knowledge, the real true facts of the matter are that Satan, a spiritual being, is the liar of all liars and the false accuser of all people. We are told all of this by our Creator God so that there is no acceptable excuse that we can use to claim that we didn't know the truth about our adversary. God clearly tells us in the Holy Bible, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, New King James Version, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Our God's words of enlightenment should emphatically put an end to any further concerns of apprehension you may have regarding what Satan's real purpose is for you. It really is a no-brainer decision for any thinking person. God wants to bless you and reward you and your good and godly efforts and behavior, particularly towards your fellow man. Satan wants to kill and destroy you and everything you do or attempt to do for the honor and glory of God. It is your own free will choice as to what you personally choose to do with your life. But never forget that all of the decisions you make, the actions you take or fail to take, and the manner and way that you work and live all carry with them consequences. Those consequences will be either good or bad based upon your own choices and based upon which side of the spectrum your choices take you, God's side or that of Satan. We all came into this world naked and without any possessions or achievements. We as humans all started at the same place, an individual miracle of creation. We were all born as sinners, separated from God because of the original sin of Adam and Eve. We were all given the same only way to be reconciled back to God through the process of becoming what is known as being born again. This process includes learning about Jesus Christ, asking him to forgive all of your personal sins, inviting him into our hearts and minds, and asking him to become our personal Lord, Master, and Savior. This is the only manner and way that a person can be saved and be assured of their eternal place in heaven forever with Jesus Christ after they have died and passed away from this earthly life. We are told these truths within the Holy Bible. First, in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, New King James Version. Jesus answered and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." And second, in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 6, New King James Version. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Therefore, if you want God's power and truth to be in you and to work for you, you must first develop and experience a personal relationship with his living Son, Jesus Christ. It is important that you realize that you cannot have a personal relationship with a dead person. The risen Christ, brought back from the dead, is alive. the risen Christ is available to all who would call and believe on him and on his name. Satan has been given no power over you as a believer in Jesus Christ, except for that power that you personally allow him to have over you. Since Christ is greater than Satan and all his demons, you can exercise control over any satanic spiritual forces by simply verbally commanding such evil forces that are attacking you to leave you and your surroundings and to go to the pit of hell where they rightfully belong. This action is to be taken in the name of Jesus Christ and under the authority of the shed blood of Christ on Calvary's cross. God's unseen power is always greater than Satan's seen attempted control or deception. The power of the knowledge of the Word of God, together with the power of your spoken word, will always trump the liar and deceiver of life. When you speak the Word of God, using the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God has already defeated Satan, the deceiver has to obey you. He has to leave you or do as you commanded. Silence your accuser by using your God-given powers. God's greatest blessings to all of you.